USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pryor. Republican senators are pushing back on censorship from media monopolies Twitter and Facebook. Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey and Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg have been asked to appear before the Senate Judiciary Subcommittee on Crime and Terrorism. Republican Senator Lindsey Graham of South Carolina.
Effort by some in the liberal world to marginalize the contribution because you come out on a different side of an issue. This hearing to me is an opportunity to not punch through a glass ceiling, but a reinforced concrete barrier around conservative women.
The upcoming hearing is titled Digital Platforms and Election Interference. Well, it's a good thing the presidential debate won't take place tonight as scheduled before the format change. C-SPAN host Steve Scully, the selected moderator, he has been suspended by C-SPAN for lying about his hacked Twitter account. Tonight, both candidates will hold their own town hall meetings at the same time. ABC will host Biden, NBC will host Trump. USA Radio News.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.